Good Friday morning, church. Wow, this brings us to another Friday where we have spent the whole week together every morning and sharing our passage of Scripture. It's a great privilege for me to do so. Today we're in Ephesians, again, chapter 4. This is verses 17 through 32. Again, God's saving word for this week is faith. And in this passage of Scripture, Paul contrasts human behavior prior to knowing Christ with behavior that reflects God's love and grace. He admonishes followers of Christ to get rid of one's old self and put on the new self that demonstrates a life that is upright and holy. So let's get after it, beginning in verse 17. In the Lord's name, then, I warn you, do not continue to live like the heathen whose thoughts are worthless and whose minds are in the dark. They have no part in the life that God gives, for they are completely ignorant and stubborn. They have lost all feeling of shame. They give themselves over to vice and all sorts of indecent things without restraint. That was not what you learned about Christ. You certainly heard about him, and as his followers, you were taught the truth that is in Jesus. So get rid of your old self, which made you live as you used to, the old self that was being destroyed by its deceitful desires. Your hearts and minds must be made completely new, and you must put on the new self, which is created in God's likeness and reveals itself in the true life that is upright and holy. No more lying, then. Each of you must tell the truth to the other believer, because we are all members together in the body of Christ. If you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a chance. If you used to rob, you must stop robbing and start working in order to earn an honest living for yourself and be able to help the poor. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit is God's mark of ownership on you, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another, and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and tender-hearted to one another, and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. You know, in this passage of Scripture, Paul gives practical instructions for the way Christians are to behave. This is what we should stop doing, and these are the things that we should start doing. But this is because, not to gain a new life in Jesus, but it is because we have a new life in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help me to grow day by day in the knowledge of you and to live a new life that is upright and holy. Help me to overcome actions and habits that hinder living in a way that reflects your likeness. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings another week for us to an end. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. And I hope to see all of you in church on Sunday. God bless and keep looking up.